Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me do my speech in Spanish. Resulta claro que...
It's quite clear that the COVID-19 pandemic increased knowledge on the immense advantages of doing things virtually.
Of virtual processes in
the major
large urban centers are built based on models from the past, physical proximity of production
major
chains.
Major urban centers
to value
followed
chains,
old paradigms,
as well as
proximity such as
to
trying to locate themselves
of,
close
demand,
to the centers of production
of
within the
of
value chain,
and their development
and the high
has led
density
to
of the population
in
mega cities led to a lower quality of life for inhabitants and the loss of affordability for businesses
well,
because of the high
strict
cost
in terms
of rent per square
meter we need to
and
find
rigorous
a balance between
legal
the
standards for
of
protecting
the
environment
and
the urban
increase
center
and development of science, technology, innovation. They
to find the appropriate balance
tool,
between
the only tool
well-being
the
and the
and
continued increase of competitiveness,
in order to
science, technology and innovation
and adapt,
have become the only tool that governments and societies have to identify and provide more viable
revolution.
Alternatives. In this particular moment of history,
potential.
When we're going through this fourth technological revolution, we are faced with the immense creative potential of the convergence of nano, bio, info, and cognitive technologies, which is allowing university laboratories and centers of research across the world to develop more than 1,700 different technologies,
truly transform the world.
Many of which, if they're successful, can truly transfer the world that we live in.
Are not
we're not on the cusp of a new technological
wave of
but
we're
rather
in the middle of a tsunami
a technological tsunami. Against this backdrop, it is incumbent upon governments to encourage scientific research and technological development in order to ensure that the knowledge divide cannot continue to broaden, but rather, as governments, we need to establish priorities for developing such